Ready. 3, 2, 1. Welcome, one and all. You have just discovered the Tom and Topher Experiment Podcast. First word in entertainment. Where we explore the mysteries of the universe, our minds, and much more. So come along with us to the edge of all that is possible. What's up, Chris Topher?
What's up, Thomas?
Yo, we were talking about something.
What's that?
Just now. Something very interesting.
Yeah.
That I think could be the key. Oh, God, I gotta shut this window. Hold up. Sorry, Bruce Kett. Ugh. Lawnmower. So, we were talking about how... A little bit, actually, about gay culture. Y'all ready for this?
Yeah.
About to get a little interesting. What's up, Chris? I'm just kidding.
What's up, dude? Oh, I'm not coming out of the closet. Not this year, no.
So.
It's not my year.
Damn it, I hoped you would.
Wouldn't that be a trip, huh?
Yeah. Really would be.
That's why you never see me with girls.
You're right. I never, ever, ever see you with girls.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. Living life as a monk.
But then again, I never see you with really anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the lone wolf. I've had my time. I've had my posses.
Yeah. Now you got the homie Tom.
I got homie.
And Topher.
And a cool podcast. And here we are talking about it.
No, but what we were talking about earlier was pretty much how great gay culture is, and how it's kind of coming out. Get it? Coming out that, you know, this whole homosexuality thing, it's not so fucking crazy, and it's not so fucking weird. Mm-hmm. And all of you boomers need to calm down, all right? And here's kind of where we led off to. We started talking about, you know, Freddie Mercury, people who are just inspirations. Mm-hmm. Who, somebody like him, he like revolutionized rock and roll for the 80s.
Big time.
And he also revolutionized something else. It was like he was one of the very few celebrities who was out.
Yeah.
It was very scary during that time. Very yeah. Underground and weird. And looked down upon. And he also got AIDS, which was just a... He just made him another statistic, you know? Yeah.
Big stigma, I guess you could say.
Big stigma.
Around that. For that time.
But later on, we started drifting off into how, like, people adapt and grow and cultures change. And it seems as though people are adapting to a lot of gay culture, you know? Mm-hmm. Like I said, piercings, dyeing your hair, you know, a lot of neon colors.
Wearing more feminine clothing.
Yeah. Tighter fitting, mm-hmm. Stuff like that.
I got slim jeans on right now.
Yeah. but then we were talking about this whole utopia world. And this image that a lot of people have, and you see a lot of pictures and movies that have this image, like Star Trek, almost. Like these big, white, utopian cities hundreds of years from now, where people are walking around in all white.
Everything's clean.
They're all tan, super tan. There's a bunch of neon, bunch of flying cars.
Everyone has perfect bodies.
Yeah, they're all fit. This, like, utopia that people have built in their heads about the future, I think, isn't so crazy. And it's probably going to happen based off of, like, where we're headed. Yeah. And, like, looking at the way styles kind of have changed, I was thinking about back, like, a few years ago, the fitness, like, sport trend, mm-hmm. like Nike and Adidas started kicking up.
Yeah.
People started looking like very clean and sharp, and
yeah.
Girls wear, you know, really tight yoga pants and like a clean like white sweater, and it just looks very clean. Guys wear the track pants, you know.
Or ultra white shoes or ultra bright shoes.
A bunch of neon, the socks, the shoes, the hats.
Yep.
It's all very clean.
Yeah. And haircuts like, now too.
Yeah. Everybody's getting very clever. And it's almost like a 1940s style haircut. Yeah. Everybody was like, ooh, we like that.
Mm-hmm. Nicely combed.
I like it.
Me too. Feels great too.
Mm-hmm.
It's low maintenance.
Yeah. It was kind of funny. I saw this meme, and it was a cartoon, and one of the cartoon characters was staring like intensely at the other cartoon character,
mm-hmm.
and the other cartoon character was just frightened and sweating, and the one staring was called was labeled Boomer,
uh-huh.
and then the one sweating and crying was labeled Millennial with a dyed hair. We're gonna have to post that on our Twitter.
Yeah, find that.
Yeah. I think once a certain couple generations go, it's just gonna be free reign, dude. Nobody's gonna care. Nobody's gonna care about anything.
Yeah, just think about life. Not that I don't want... not that there's boomers that I love. But just imagine a life without that generation's thinking.
It's all gone.
Or barely survived.
Yeah, no hate to boomers, but every generation's going to go. Our generation's going to go.
Yeah.
And when we go, there's going to be new things that are going to come out. But I just can't imagine how crazy it's going to be once it's just, like, we're the elders.
Yeah.
You know? We're in the position where the greatest generation is now. The oldest generation there is, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, imagine what it's going to be like then.
Remember when I was taking, like, nursing classes and stuff, people talking about, like, how the first person to live to 150 has already been born and all this stuff. It's like, dude, is that us? Because people are looking younger now.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks I'm, like, 23.
Yeah.
And I'm almost 32. What's up with that?
Well, if you take care of yourself, if you take care of yourself.
At a 30-year-old from in, like, the 50s, they look like...
Yeah.
They look old as fuck.
But also... A lot of them, I feel like, are tainted by that black and white footage.
Well, I just think that people were stressed out more and they smoked and drank a ton, worked to death.
But, like, with all these re-renderings of the black and white to color, mm-hmm. you look at, like, some of the footage and you're like, oh, my God, that kid, it looks like he's 16.
Yeah. Yeah, some of those actors. Like when...
Not actors, like the footage... Of like World War II footage and shit.
Oh yeah, yeah. Children.
They recolor it.
Mm-hmm.
They look like children.
Yeah.
They are children. Some of them are probably 16 who lied about their age.
Yeah. Because I was looking at a picture of my grandpa when he first was going to Korea, all like happy and smiling and stuff. And when I first looked at him, I'm like, oh, it's my grandpa. I'm like, but then you look closely, like he's a kid. He's a child.
Yeah.
That's my grandpa, but he's like. Fresh out of high school.
Right.
Going to war. About to kill some people. About to see crazy stuff.
War's crazy, dude. War's a crazy thing. Just a bunch of fucking apes that just started with sticks and now we have nuclear weapons and it's just very serious now. Started out as very simple.
Yeah.
You know, we're coming to take your tribe's shit because we're starving mm-hmm. and we need it.
The last century was called the, I think, bloodiest century in human history.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Just think of all the wars that were going on. World War I, II, Korea.
Vietnam.
Millions of lives lost. And that's just American wars. Think of all the millions of Chinese that have been killed, or millions of Russians that have been killed, millions of Jews that have been killed.
Yeah, you don't even think about certain wars like...
just genocide after genocide after genocide. And then Africa, that no one ever talks about.
Yeah.
There's genocides going on all the time.
There's wars everywhere.
Dying.
Tribal warfare everywhere.
Yeah.
But nobody talks about wars like how before World War I, like Japan and Russia were fighting.
Yeah, that's true.
It was before World War One or before World War Two.
Yeah.
But it was brutal. Just two absolute superpowers.
Mm-hmm.
Two insane... Think about that. Russia and Japan. That's like... Think of their fighting style. They're both just, yeah, send as many as we can in until we win. It was absolutely brutal. And Japan won.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember just now reading about that. Or watching some video about that war.
Crazy. We don't think about all those.
Never knew about that.
And I'm sure there's so many more I've never even... That's crazy. The bloodiest century. That's what you said?
Yeah. 20th century.
Yeah, I'm very, I don't know, as far as politics on war, I'm very different than what I used to be.
Do you care to explain?
I used to be extremely conservative, Republican, fuck yeah, America.
Pro-war.
America. Hey, don't fuck with us.
Hey, me too.
Right? Don't fuck with us. Because guess what? Guess what, honey?
What?
You're going to get it.
We got the biggest
tanks.
And
you're going to get it good. Have you ever heard of an Abram?
F-22. You ever heard of him?
Yeah. I got a buddy in the force. He tells me all about it.
Yeah, my buddy's a sniper.
With yeah?
The most elite sniper. Mm-hmm. Probably better than anything you know. My buddy.
Hey, yeah, probably. Sorry, man.
He also drives tanks, too. It operates a jetpack. Dude, that is pulled from real conversations in my youth.
Yeah.
People are just one-upping each other.
Little Boy Scouts.
One-upping each other about their military connections and shit.
Dude, I love the military. I love fucking...
Me too.
I love talking about history and shit. But it is definitely a meme. Like, there's some kids. Like, what's that kid? You are disrespecting a future United States Marine.
Or
he's like 7 years old.
Never served, but I'd die for my country. Shit like that.
Yeah. All these kids who played, like, too much Call of Duty back in the day. Yep. And, like, promise they were going to go into the military.
History Channel's just playing all day long.
Oh, yeah. All day long. Oh, my God. It's like... But the thing is I was one of those kids.
Dude, me too. Sure. Big time.
For sure.
For a long time. And then I went to college and became a liberal.
Liberal scum.
Liberal.
Yeah. I'm definitely a lot more liberal than I was.
Me too. I'm more libertarian. Yeah, I'm a libertarian. I don't care. Do what you want to do.
I don't care.
Me neither.
I think that if nobody cares, shit will work out. Because as you can see, when the government starts to give a fuck about shit, it just leads to a lot of misplaced money and a lot of uprise and problems. And
injustice.
And if you make things taboo for your citizens, it's going to get worse. And when you do things like drug wars, then...
Prohibition.
You just honestly cause problems for yourself.
Prohibition, like, started the mafia, basically.
Yeah,
It built the black market.
And the mafia was building our politics at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think about all the shit that happened with how the mafia's tied with... Kennedy.
Isn't that wild?
Absolutely wild. Like, what do you know about that?
Not very much, but I've heard whisperings of it.
Whisperings.
Whispers from the kings.
In the forest.
Whispers abide.
Spirits.
Okay. Spirits.
Fairies.
Yeah, so Kennedy. Yeah, nobody's gonna take anything we say seriously. After that.
That was so good, though.
I love that. Yeah, Kennedy, conspiracy theories.
But it was a... If you watch The Irishman...
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that?
Not yet.
If you watch that movie, they talk a lot about it. where Kennedy was involved with that. And yeah. There's a couple documentaries that I've seen where they touch on it, but yeah.
I heard one conspiracy where they basically got him elected and then they assassinated him because he suddenly turned on them when he became in office.
He did turn on them. He turned on pretty much every institution there was that was like guiding our politics. And you can't really do that and not die. Yeah. You know?
Think of all the dirty shit that happens now that we don't know about.
I'm sure it's
much worse.
But they know now, like, especially after Epstein, that they can take somebody who is generally known to the public as being a horrible human being.
Yeah.
And they can erase him off the face of the earth.
Yeah. That's what kind of creeps me out, because something that I think is way more heinous than drug use or drug smuggling or whatever is the whole sex trafficking thing. Yeah. If there's going to be a war on anything, why not make a war on sex trafficking?
Yeah, isn't
that weird? I believe that there's not, because there's the market for sex trafficking is in the elite level.
Yeah, think about these that. Fucking like
politicians and creepy billionaires. Not that I like billionaires a lot. I have a lot of heroes that are billionaires, but there's a certain like scum in that level of eliteness, because they have everything. So they've built up these weird taboo fetishes and shit.
And that's why, like, we're kind of lucky in a way. Like, we have had relationships before we've started our endeavors into podcasting and, like, seriously getting into hobbies that might be able to take us somewhere, like music.
Or things that stuff. Have potential to be massively successful and catapult us into that world.
If we ever do, like, we're just regular dudes. But something that, like, I heard somebody talking about, maybe Joe Rogan, he was talking about how, like, some of these billionaires, they come out of high school virgins. They have zero social life, and they're very tuned into whatever they're working on.
Mm-hmm.
And they stay that way for a very long time, and they build up these weird fetishes, and they have weird ideas of what sex is and girls and all that stuff. And so by the time they're successful and billionaires, these girls are throwing themselves at these guys, and they're just like already in some other weird world in their head. And so a lot of these dudes become pedophiles, and I think it's stemming from them probably not having experiences when they were younger, and they are craving that in some way. And I don't know, I just think, damn. I always think, damn, how can somebody do that?
Yeah.
How can somebody who's like a billionaire or a doctor or a lawyer, somebody who's gone around, has kids, how can they go to some ceremony where somebody is being like fucking pretty much raped and tortured and shit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Those like weird ceremonies.
Yeah. Like in True Detective.
Bro.
You ever watch that?
Oh, yeah. Too many times.
You find that fucking tape. Ooh.
Ooh.
Chills down my spine.
Dude, and like, that's another example. In that show, True Detective, starring Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson, one of the greatest HBO shows I have ever seen. The first season, great. Second season, eh. Third season, pretty good.
Kind of boring, though.
Pretty good, I think. Okay.
I'll have to rewatch it.
Did you watch the whole thing?
No.
Okay, yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay.
But they, in the last few episodes of True Detective, they start to uncover that a lot of the people, like the sheriffs and the mayors and the higher-ups, they know about a lot of the slavery rings going on and or whatever they were doing, the sacrifices and the weird satanic shit. They knew about it all, and they were participants.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing it was this like 45-minute documentary, and it was interviewing this survivor of one of these like places in Great Britain where she was raised to be this like ceremony, pretty much this girl who was like molested and raped and like used in these ceremonies. And she's from the UK and lived in the UK, and mm-hmm. she was taken to these giant mansions, dude, out in the middle of nowhere in these like, you know, the
sounds like a horror movie.
You know, like the what are they in the UK? They have like the plains, all the hilly like grasslands with
like bogs, little
patches
and stuff like
of
that.
Trees and shit.
Yeah, moors.
They're not like swamps. They're like. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Aren't they called moors?
Like Churchill had his home in like one of these areas.
There's a
just empty hilly grasslands.
Sherlock Holmes book called The Hound of Baskervilles that takes place in that area. It's super creepy.
Well, she said like she would be taken out to these areas. They would do things like lock her in a glass coffin full of things like snakes or blood or whatever, and she would obviously be given like immense amounts of probably like psychedelics or something, acid probably, but she would be tripping balls, and she talked about how it would be like a dream. All of it was like almost a dream, and people, she remembers it like it's a dream, mm-hmm. but it was real, and like this was her life, you know? Like, she can't process it normally.
Jesus.
And, like, during these ceremonies, like, there would be people with goat heads on and, like, all that shit. And they would fucking masturbate and, like, come all over the glass coffin that she was on. And it's, like, this weird... One of these weird ceremonies that she described. Just terrifying, dude.
Jesus Christ.
I saw this when I was probably, like... 17 years old, and my mind was just blown away. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is happening.
Yeah.
I'm 24 years old now. I saw this when I was 17. This just goes on. This is still going on. Yeah. Epstein, he was an American version of that. Mm-hmm. And it's probably way worse with him. And nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not true.
Well, normal people give a shit about it. But you don't... It's like...
What are you going to do?
Touched on in the news a little bit.
What are you going to do? Yeah. Nothing to do.
Why isn't the media going crazy over Jeffrey Epstein? Everyone knows he was not... It was not a suicide. No one buys that.
Called out constantly by... It's like a trending topic. And like you see the news hopping on so many trendy topics that are just bullshit. And it's like, what are you not touching on this for?
Yeah. All you hear in the news now is just Trump stuff. And frankly, I'm bored of it.
Yeah.
I'm bored.
I'm sick of seeing his fucking face. I don't care if you're for him or against him. I'm neither.
Yeah.
I hope he does a good job. I hear he's doing good things with our economy. I don't know if that's true. And I don't think most of you do either.
Yeah.
I don't think you guys know jack shit. I don't think I know jack shit about what's going on, really.
Yeah.
I think you're watching something that's telling you what to believe. And you and I and everyone knows that the fucking shit they're feeding us is bullshit.
Everything. So it's just bullshit. A big fucking show.
And if you think you're so fucking smart, and you have all the facts correct, you're just wrong. That's just a wrong thing. I have zero facts right when it comes to politics, and that's why I'm so uninvolved now. I was so involved, like, for the last 5 or 6 years of my life.
Same
here. Oh, if I don't know about what's happening today, I'm not smart.
Gotta read this article. Gotta share this one.
Oh, did you hear about this? I don't give a shit anymore.
I used to watch Bill Maher religiously. Every Friday, Bill Maher.
Mm-hmm.
And I would believe everything that guy said. Still love him. But I don't care anymore.
Never really watched him.
I liked
Colbert. Colbert, dude. Yeah, that guy's funny.
And then John Stewart. I loved him.
I had a friend who looked like Colbert. He looked like Colbert and what's his name? Iron Man.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
I hate you. I hate you.
Really, tell me about this friend. Just fucking with you, man. Come on.
Hey, let me.
Hey, Brucey boy.
Hey, Chrissy.
Come on. We're just joking around. Hey, come on.
All right. Well, I guess I'll shut up.
No.
Go ahead and tell me your stories. What's up?
I don't know. I was just fucking around, dude.
No, go ahead. I'll listen to you first.
I don't have anything. Forgot what we were talking about. Oh yeah, I just don't care anymore.
I was just talking about how my friend
looked like. Talk about your friend. Tell me about him.
I'm sorry, that's it.
I was intrigued.
That's it.
Oh, okay. All I was trying to do is be funny, man. Not trying to make it awkward or anything.
Yeah,
think you could still be friends.
I think we should probably just shut this down.
You should. Everything? Should I just delete everything? Here's everything the thing, that we've worked for?
I don't care. I don't care about Trump. I don't care about Nancy Pelosi's nasty, wrinkly ass.
Yeah.
I don't. I don't care about guess what's going on today? Trump's starting a new war. No, he's not. Yeah. Nothing you're worried about, the fucking coronavirus. Bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Just, what do they call that? Sensationalism.
Impeachment. Bullshit.
Yeah.
War. Bullshit. This has all been happening in the last few days.
Whether you like Trump or not, weeks. That impeachment thing was complete bullshit.
All of this was just, this
like,
last,
in these like Red Alert articles about some new finding of in the Trump case and stuff, never led to anything. None of it led to anything. And it's the same thing with the Russia stuff. God, I sound like a Trump supporter right now, but I'm just, the whole thing was a bunch of shit.
I don't get it. Like, I don't get how people are so involved. They think their opinion matters so much. It doesn't. Nobody cares about what you have to say on your fucking Facebook. Nobody cares about what I have to say on my stupid fucking podcast. Like, just know that and you're good. Why do people think that people fucking care?
Yeah, they're on this mission. Like, you go, I've been on a couple of celebrities' Twitter feeds, and every single post is about Trump, and they have these big, grandiose things that they're saying, and it's just like, you're not doing anything.
If you what have a you, piece to say, just say it.
Say it, or like,
this is my fucking piece right now.
Do something about it. Like, if you're really that concerned, get involved somehow. Don't just blow up Twitter about your opinions. Go actually do something about it and try and change it. Bravo to that, but God, what are you going to do blasting Twitter about that? I feel like even protesting too now. Like in America, no. We have no risk. The military is not going to start shooting at us like in other countries where they're actually, when they protest, it really means something because they're risking their life because
yeah.
The police can just start shooting them there.
Or, you know, like, gassing them for no reason or like literally putting people in jail and charging them as like terrorists and shit.
Yeah. Like now you can get a permit for that here. Oh, you're going to protest? Okay, just go down to the city hall, get a permit, and the police will leave you alone. Doesn't work like that elsewhere. South America, China, Hong Kong, where protesters are actually killed or arrested en masse.
Yeah, what is going on with Hong Kong? That's kind of like,
you know what I heard? This whole coronavirus thing is to take the attention off that.
Yeah, right.
So, I heard that from a reliable source I can't share.
Dude, what's crazy is the person who discovered the coronavirus...
I made that up.
...died of the coronavirus.
Yeah, that is
just
crazy.
Recently.
I saw that. There's some outrage about that.
It's like... doubt. big doubt that that was the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Big doubt. The Chinese government obviously was not happy that he did that. So why wouldn't they kill him? Stupid.
Because now their travel economy is on hold. No one's going in and out of China right now, I believe, for the most part.
I don't know if that's fact. I don't know if you're looking at me.
No, I'm saying this is what I heard. These are things that I've heard.
Oh, true. Okay, yeah. I don't know. Didn't hear that.
Yeah, I heard that.
It's crazy.
All flights in and out are, like, shut down. There's whole cities, like, quarantined and stuff.
The whole economy is just...
But the travel economy is on hold.
Oh, really? Not...
Yeah.
Not products?
Like, the money that that China makes off of people traveling in and out of the country. That's... That part is on hold. Yeah.
That's shit.
It'd have to be really bad if they stopped the trade stuff.
Well, you'd think... No. I mean... I don't know. This disease thing, this has happened so many times. Ebola, swine flu.
Yeah.
Like, we've been scared so many times. I don't care. It's not going to affect me.
Yeah.
Nothing. If I turn off the TV and I stop talking to people about it, nothing affects me.
Right.
I live my life and I can live my life pretty much without noticing a change. In most things. Here and there, state laws will change, but, you know, I've accepted that my vote doesn't really count, you know?
Yeah.
Doesn't count at all, actually. It's just a suggestion for my representative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right about that. Which makes me not feel like voting. I used to always shit on people for not voting, but honestly, just it's all, to me, a big joke.
It's going, hey, person who's already decided who he's going to vote for, or she, hey, could you please, 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 please vote for the person I want you to vote for, please? And they're like, And you're like, oh, shit. Well, I guess I'll move to a state where they vote for that guy. Like,
yeah, basically.
What?
People are leaving California like crazy. I'm going to Texas or Idaho. Idaho and Texas are making a lot of money off of former Californians because they're buying up all the houses.
I believe that. I have friends who just moved to Texas
from
the Bay Area.
And you hear, you know, I work in a place where I interact with a lot of people, and some of the more conservative ones are always talking about, like, well, my friend just moved to Idaho, and we're thinking about it, too. You know, they don't have this, this, and that that California does to restrict small business and all this shit.
Yeah.
High taxes. They all say the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand it. You know, there's a lot of... It's expensive to live here in California, but I don't know. I feel like it's as bad as you make it.
Well, there are places that are just... unreasonably cheap.
Hold on. Or unreasonably expensive.
All right, we're back. He had to take a pee-pee break. So something I want to talk about was people get really offended. Some people get very offended when you say, like, oh yeah, I didn't vote. Yeah, and I don't vote.
Well, if you don't vote, you can't complain.
Yeah, don't vote, can't complain. No, actually, if you vote, you can't complain, okay? Because say you voted and that person wins, now you can't complain about anything he does because you voted for him.
Yeah, that was your choice.
Your choice. So a lot of people, they did go back on Obama.
Big time.
You voted for him. You can't complain. Boom. Anyways. So,
same logic.
For me, I've never really been given a good argument as to, like, why I should vote. I truly ask, like, why should I vote? I mean, I do understand, like, state voting, but, like, here's the thing. When they say, like, hey, you're not just voting for the president, okay? You're voting for a lot of other things in the ballot. Truth.
That's true.
But when you go and vote, do you say, oh, I voted for the new tax forms that will allow... No, you don't say any... I voted that farmers now get 13 acres allotted per... No. You say, I voted for Trump. I voted for Bernie. I voted for Hillary. You don't say any of the other shit.
Yeah.
Truly.
You don't know who the fuck your assemblywoman or man is.
You don't know half the shit you're voting for, most likely. Yeah. You haven't read any of it. Any of the fine print, any of the details of what you're voting for. And that's why Californians get fucked over a lot. Like, with the whole... There was, like, this gas tax that made gas prices, like, shoot up for a second.
Yeah.
And it was just like, what the fuck? We were going from, like, $2.50 a gallon, almost. Mm-hmm. And then it just rose up more than $1.50 out of nowhere.
Crazy.
And, so I've never really been given a good reason as to why you should vote for your president. What are you doing? Like, you're fooling yourself. Mm-hmm. You're giving a suggestion. That's my opinion.
But dang it. I mean, I think what the argument is, it shouldn't matter if a few people don't vote. People act like everyone should be voting. I don't know where I'm going with this, to be honest with you.
Really? You have no clue where you're going?
I completely lost my train of thought.
Okay, well, I don't know. I need somebody to explain to me why it's so important. I get why it's important, but why is it so important to you that we vote? Why is it something that you literally deem as the utmost importance for you to start fucking voting for your president? I don't know. I don't get it.
Shrug. That's all I can do.
Just shrug it off.
Shrug it off. I mean, I probably still will keep voting.
Yeah.
It does give you some sense of involvement, you know?
Yeah.
Like, especially for your local government.
Yeah.
I agree. But when it comes to the president, that's such a mass... I don't know. You're just so far removed from that decision process. Like, if you miss it, it's not going to be that big of a deal. A few people miss it. I don't know. Could be completely wrong. Could be completely false.
You get told all the time, like, throughout the election process, oh, this is happening. These are the people who are being, you know, likely going to be elected. And you're just told, like, what's going to happen the whole time, pretty much. And, I don't know, I guess with Trump is a little bit of a surprise, like, he kind of blew Hillary out of the water.
Yeah. Crazy. That was a crazy night.
That was crazy.
Was not expecting that.
No.
Not one bit.
That was insane.
I was pretty amazed that he just blew through all of his opponents, but I did not think he was going to beat Hillary Clinton.
I think I was playing a video game at the time, or like on my computer, playing like Age of Empires or something, and then I was like, you know what? I think the election should be close to being done by now. And I look, pull up on the internet, this dude's just killing her. I'm like, well, literally just Trump is our president now.
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember I was at an election night party where 100% Hillary Clinton
supported. Oh no, really?
I voted for Hillary Clinton, to be honest with you.
People were just melting.
And at first, the whole thing, when I first got there, was like happy, laughing, like, yeah, we got this. This dude's crazy, there's no way. It went from that to people crying.
Bro.
There were people crying.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I need to go. I got out of there.
South Park did a funny episode about
they're saying crazy stuff.
Obama and McCain election. Like... Randy voted for Obama, and he's, like, super excited, and they just start rioting out of excitement, and, like, flipping cop cars, because they're so happy.
Yeah. There's some people like dancing in the street.
People go insane.
When Obama was elected. Yeah. I was at work that night. And this kid comes running up to me like, Obama got elected. He was so happy.
The energy that people had.
Like, whoa. Like, it's going to be different. Everything's going to be different. I mean, it was a little different.
A little different for a second. You can tell that dude had zero power.
Yeah.
He made probably none of the decisions that were made.
He was so passive.
This dude.
But his vice president wasn't like a Dick Cheney type. His vice president was an idiot. Just a moron.
He was kind of a Dick Cheney, though. He was a
maybe, I don't
moron.
Know.
Like, Dick Cheney was a moron.
You're right.
Old, just grumpy.
Dick Cheney? No. That dude was a psychopath. He was not. He knew exactly what he was doing.
So is Joe Biden.
Sneaky, greedy.
Have you seen these videos?
Helping his buddies out. His business buddies. That's all it was. Dude, how could you get... What kind of a mind does it take for you to, like, get to that level of... slime.
Yeah.
Where you're like in big with these oil companies.
Dude, your parents.
Shady stuff.
Your parents were that slime and their parents. Then you don't know another world besides politics and like greed. And like your dad coming up to you and being like, our family is what means everything. Like some Lannister shit. Like our family survival is all that matters. We've been around since the Knights. Okay?
Yeah.
We know the names of the men. We came over on the Mayflower. You know, we are this country.
Right.
That type of shit.
And there's a lot of incest in that stuff, too. Real stuff. Like, I remember watching this documentary.
Wait, in Game of Thrones or real life?
Real life, dude. Like, the one of the big, like, Rockefellers or the Rothschilds or something like that, like, there's actual history of them wanting to keep their name pure, so they did not want to procreate outside of their own family line. So there was a couple of generations that were inbred, and this part I might be getting wrong, but they stopped doing that because there's just too many problems with them, too many health problems. And the same thing would happen with royal lines back in like the Castle Age or King and Queens royalty, all that stuff. I don't know the right words right now.
I think a lot of them went crazy, like a lot of the King Henrys.
A lot of them had diseases, like rare genetic diseases that only take place when there's inbreeding.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of royal family members had this weird blood disease or some disease where their skin was super frail and they would just bleed everywhere.
Isn't that crazy that nature's just like,
no.
No.
It's not supposed to be like that.
Don't do that.
And when you do that, you're going to suffer.
Fuck yourself.
You're going to suffer.
Yeah.
And the people grow that.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Nature's laws are just like,
But look at what we've like turned into. Gone from like hunter gatherers to having these like secret societies and elite pedophile rings and all these crazy wars and people just dying, millions of people dying. I know that's the dark side of life, and I'm pretty positive this has been a very doom and gloom podcast so far, but it's just crazy. Like
is like, these are facts. It seems like something that's like something that could be deemed as like, I don't know, crazy or like conspiracy theory, but like these sex pedophile rings, all this shit, it's all real.
It's real stuff.
Real stuff that happens. It's happening right now.
It's not like the Bigfoot.
The Epstein stuff.
We don't have like shaky camera footage of this. This is, we have people that have gone to jail for it. We have all these big busts of rings of sex traffickers and stuff. It's real.
I saw a picture of Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton together in like the 1970s. They were all young and hip, and Bill Clinton had a fro.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Yuck.
And I was just like, damn, like looking at them and I'm like, just the things you're gonna do.
Yeah.
Fucking do.
I think you liked that picture. And it was from like a history.
Yeah.
Twitter account. Yeah, I saw that.
I commented on it. I was like, no scandals or Epstein in sight. Right. Just vibes.
Just vibes.
Nothing but vibes.
Yeah. What happens? What took a turn in their life?
I think it's a lot like that Black Mirror episode where the girl and her boyfriend accidentally kill somebody while they're drunk driving. Mm-hmm. And they hit someone and they can't tell the police. They'll both go to jail. Mm-hmm. So they throw the body in a nearby lake. Mm-hmm. And it just haunts the boyfriend and the girlfriend. But the boyfriend comes and says, like, hey, I can't deal with this anymore. I'm going to, like, kill myself. Mm-hmm. I have to tell them what we did. And she was like, nope. And so she kills him. And then somehow...
Man, I didn't see this.
Somebody finds out something that has to do with her and these two murders. And so she goes to see if they actually know what she thinks they know. And turns out, yep, they do. So she kills them. And it's this domino effect of just... You fucked with me, and it started with this small little thing that I was this person, and then I fucked up, and I tried to hide it instead of coming clean. Mm-hmm. And now I've accepted that I have to do bad things in order to keep this one secret.
That snowballs. A secret. Like, snowballs out of control.
Yeah, and you just end up having, like, in the end, thousands of secrets that... turn out to be just nobody cares in the end.
Yeah, but it still, in a way, ages them. That strain of hiding something, you could see it. In, I don't know. Maybe it's just me being biased, but I can see it on Hillary Clinton's face. She looks super crooked to me.
Yeah, she's breaking down. You could see it during the election.
Yeah, just how do you? You can't just live with that stuff.
You're a horrible human.
It's like that, you make a deal with the devil type thing, but you're going to pay up. That's nature's way of making you pay up.
And
just breaking down mentally and physically.
If you truly don't believe that there's anything of value to this world and that you're never going to go anywhere or do anything or be anything once you're gone, then rationalizing... doing the stuff that Hillary Clinton does might be easy.
Yeah.
But, like, I can't... like, being a person, like, I want to believe that, like, maybe I'm not, like, going to heaven after this. Like, maybe there's no heaven or hell. Maybe there is. Mm-hmm. But maybe there is some sort of existence. Like, a nothingness that feels like nothingness. That's mm-hmm. almost like a meditation state. Like, the meditation state that these monks get into, you know, of nothingness. And like,
it's like bliss field.
Yeah, maybe there's something out there, like, and that if everybody's just kind to each other and just does what they love to do, there won't be people like Hillary Clinton. But unfortunately, one of those things that people like to do is spend a lot of money and do a lot of drugs and have sex with children and all these fucking corrupt things that these people are involved in, and ruins it for the rest of us.
Right. Just got to be good to your neighbor.
Good to your neighbor, dude.
Be good to your kind. Neighbor. Good to yourself.
Love one another. Come together right now.
That's what I want, like, my music to be about. Just... that. Yeah. It sounds so corny and it sounds so like 60s hippie stuff, but it's truly like the antidote to everything.
Like, it's like Bob Marley's message.
It can solve greed, it can solve war, it can solve all those things. You know?
Three little birds sit by my doorstep, dude. That's beautiful. So simple.
Paul McCartney?
No, Bob Marley.
Bob Marley.
Play singing Paul sweet McCartney. Songs.
Yeah.
Melodies pure and true, dude. Beautiful.
Yeah. Just think of everything. Everyone did things with the intention of, you know, love behind it. Or at least tried. At least thought in that way instead of, like, seeking happiness through money. Because everyone is trying to live the way they want to. And they want to live the way they want to because they think that'll make them feel better or happy. Mm-hmm. But some people have the wrong idea of what makes them happy.
Yeah.
They think money will make them happy. Power will make them happy. They'll be content once they finally get the level of power and control and money that they want.
Or they, like, lose themselves in someone else. So there's, like, maybe, like, say you are dating, like, an extremely gorgeous girl.
Yeah.
And she's into diamonds and jewelry and going clubbing or, like, you know, say, like, she's just kind of, like, generally into different things than you are.
Mm-hmm.
And you, you become a different person for that person, and you start spending your money on things you probably wouldn't. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of guys go bankrupt for their girlfriends.
Yeah. I remember just spending all my money on girls I've dated.
Yeah, and it's like,
like, pay my bills, feed myself, everything else goes to a girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's stupid. That was a long time ago, fortunately.
You're trying to impress, or
mm-hmm.
you just go bankrupt, and, like, people lose sight of themselves through that. And they start like idolizing money and power.
Right. Whores. You just imagine if they
strippers and all that bullshit.
If they were to just shift their focus to, like, really be self-aware, look within, and find out what's really actually going to bring them happiness. They wouldn't. If they knew that, then they wouldn't care about all that stuff. You know. I'm just talking out of my ass right now.
Yeah.
Am I making sense?
You're talking out of your ass.
But I'm just saying, if, like, all that other stuff wouldn't matter. Why would you need money if you're happy? Or why would you need a mass amount of money if you're happy? I don't know. These are just questions. I'm not anti being rich, you know?
Well, I think, like, having enough to be able to just be comfortable and do the things you want to do yeah. is important.
And if the things you want to do requires millions of dollars... And
yeah,
good on
like you. Elon Musk.
Good on you. If you want to go to Mars, you're gonna need money.
Yeah.
Even if there's love everywhere, you gotta still build stuff. Still gotta produce. Still gotta improve.
Dude, cheers to love. You don't have anything, huh?
You're out. I got a drop in there. Hey, right. But if there's more coffee,
finalize this podcast. We're gonna do a little coffee tasting review. All right, we got our winter passport series here. Starbucks, Ethiopia, Sadama blend. Sun-dried, we got notes of ripe blackberry and creamy chocolate. This shit is delicious.
I can taste that for sure.
Notes of blackberry and creamy chocolate.
Because I do taste like that like bitter, sour, citrusy flavor yeah. from the like the blackberry. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of has that.
Yeah, it smells like it too.
You can taste that, but it also has like that balance of like a more bold flavor like you'd get from chocolate.
Yeah.
Or like cocoa powder or something.
We may sound like just assholes right now, but it doesn't matter. Here we go.
Yeah, I love coffee.
Most, yeah.
I love coffee. What can
we say? Hey, what can we say? I like a good drip. I like a good brew.
I like a good cup of joe, huh?
Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Hey, buddy.
So,
what you looking at?
I'm trying to say something. Hold on.
Talking to me.
The blonde roasts are normally the ones that have the most citrus, the most fruit, and the most just sweet flavors. So it's very odd to get a dark roast that has like blackberry or any sort of berry yeah. notes, especially from Starbucks.
Truly an interesting coffee blend right there.
Yeah. I like very fruity blends, and give me a good fruity too. Dark roast.
I've been liking more, too. I used to be into, like, the more earthy tastes.
Yeah.
Like Sumatra.
Bitter.
I like that still. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I like Sumatra.
Oh, I wouldn't get you wrong. I wouldn't dream of it.
Good. I'm glad we're on the same page.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Good. I'm glad. Thank you. Can we move on from now?
Anyways, taking another sip.
Can I get a sip out of yours?
One. Yeah, let me top you off here.
Just a glass.
Yeah.
Let's have a look at these tits here.
Don't. All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in. God bless your hearts. Go check us out on YouTube. We're now up on there. We're on pretty much every podcasting network every site, Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube. We're up on Instagram, Twitter, and check out our Patreon if you're a proud supporter. $1, $2, $3, $10, $20, doesn't matter. Anything helps. All of it goes to our equipment and new shit we're going to be doing for the podcast.
Yes, that is correct. You will not be forgotten. We'll remember those who helped.
Yeah. We love you. God bless you. And angels watch over you.